So kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 9 kuNtulikazi 2023 ngoKipstube. Endaweni zethu lamhlanje, umthetho ndaba odibe kumele ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change linika amapolisa insuku ezinhlanu zokuthi liqhube umhlangano omkhulu wokusungula uhlelo lokukhankasela ukhetho olukhulu oluzayo. Abadabuka eZimbabwe babanjwa inkunzi ebhasini esuka kwele South Africa isiya eZimbabwe. Zalethulela ezemidlalo ezabatsha nezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Umthetho ndaba uthi bekumele ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change linika amapolisa insuku ezinhlanu zokuthi liqhube namhla umhlangano omkhulu wokusungula uhlelo lokukhankasela ukhetho olukhulu oluzayo. Umantshi uMary Msipa ulahle udaba lolu eBendura Magistrates Court oluphanyekwe libandla le-CCC ebelikhonona ngesinqumo sakhe asenze ngolwesihlanu esokuthi kumele kuthoniswe udaba lolu ngolwesibili hathi ngesiphangiphangi ngeviki ephelileyo. Isinqumo sikamantshi uMsipa sichothozwe ngolwesihlanu nguJustice Dawanda Shitapi edalele High Court othe wenze ongekho emthethweni, ngakho-ke kumele aphumele isinqumo esikhanyayo namuhla. Bekumele ibandla le-CCC lenze umhlangano walo eBrockdale Bafuri Open Space eBindura, lapho amapolisa athe akulazambuzi amanzi lemigwaqo. Igqwetha le-CCC uMnumzana Agency Gumbo uthi umantshi uMsipa wethule isinqumo namhla esingalandeli ezinye iziqa zomthetho we-Maintenance of Peace and Order Act. Uthi kukhangelelwe ukuba bazaphanyeka udaba lolu e-High Court. UNkosazana Nonhlahla Mlotshwa okubandla le-CCC uthi amalunga ebandlaleli avela eMatoreni South lezinye izabelo aphenduke endleleni esethole umbiko othi kawusoze uphumelele umhlangano wabo omkhulu eBindura.
Hayi, thina siyikhula leMasouth besihambile sibili siyi-team of ama-MPs wonke weMasouth, including ama-MPs e-proportional representation nabe-provincial councils, besidinge ibhasi ukuthi sihambise eBindura. Kodwa sithenje sesisendleleni phambilana kwegweru seze ukuthi hhayi, irali ibhaniwe ayikho. Sase sikubona kufanele noma sithembele ekhaya sasejule singakabi khatshana nesimanga sokuthi ama-expenses ohambo nokuthi sisuke sihambise abantu bebaningi siyelandayo lala sabantu ngono sithenge endleleni saseduze ngoba besizukuthi hayi sizafika eHarare ekuseni bese sengezikhathi zaboma 9-10 siproceda siya eBindura ezayasisayanga.
Ye, singathi-ke litshelwe mbani ukuthi sokuhamba njalo kathi sisimo simi njani?
Angithi njengoba lisazi ukuthi ku-movement yethu sile nesingaku-spokesperson, so sithunyelwe nje izincwadi kumagruphu ethu esikuwo usatshela ukuthi hhayi irali okwakathesi sibhanie. So just took a decision ukuthi singalinda ikhothi yenze i-decision kunxaka ukuthi asize kube favorite kithi, kungcono sibuyele ekhaya kusaseduze.
Kodwa ithemba lenu lingaphi ukuthi lizayenza omunye umhlangano?
Ithemba lokwenza omunye umhlangano likhona, kodwa loku asingasawenzanga sinethemba lokuthi ngendlela esesisebenze ngayo sikusela kuma-grassroots ebantwini esesingene ngayo ebantwini, inhliziyo zabantu nethemba leqinisa ukuthi silana. Irali yona yinto enhle, yinto emnandi, iyachaza kuyachaza ukubona umthungameli eralini yinto emnandi ukuba labanye benu. Kodwa kulezinye iy'ndlela zokufinyelela ebantwini ezingasorali, kwesinye isikhathi eralini kuyabuya labantu abangavotiyo. So kuqakathekile ukuthi thina ama-voters ethu siyabazi, abantu abalenhliziyo zethu abazasivotela siyabazi, and bese sasebenza nabo sasifika kini.
Bathini abantu mamlosi?
Abantu bathi bona inhliziyo zabo ziku-advocate unosenatami, akula nto ezabachikisa kulokho. So siyathemba ukuthi umhlaka 23 njengoba besithwa batho ukuthi ngomhlaka 23 kithi siyabe sikhululekile ngoba sizahamba siyekwenza lokhu esikusebenza everyday ebhokisini. Sihamba siyetshengisa izane ukuthi bengabhana amarali wethu, bengabhana ama-meetings ethu, but they cannot ban us from voting in your future.
UNkosazana Nonhlahla Mlotshwa lilunga lebandla le-CCC ubexoxa le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Siphinde sixoxa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Believe Gawule okubandla le-ZANU-PF.
lapho gidi yazi ukuthi kunjani gidi into angifuna ukubalekela sibili ngithanda ukuthi ngithi ukuthi umumo lo aluba kuthiwa ngumumo engithi ngiyawubona ngiyawazi loko kusho ngitshela ngawo ngibalekele ukuthi ngifune sengikhuluma into engayisini ngobumo naloodi ndibuka oyibo angifuna ukuthi aana amapolisa kumba abambe kakhulu umthitho ile njani
ye kunjalo-ke sizwa kuthiwa-ke izalu p f ijova kahle emkhankasweni yenu ihamba njani emkhankasweni
ibona umuntu wonke le mhlangano yenziwayo anti icelela isuku lokuze ngeke ukuthi kuyaphuma la bekulenzini langaphi yonke into bekhangela abantu bebona ukuthi umumo wakhona ungakanani ophumayo umumo abantu abakhona ba-athendayo bangakanani njengabathezinto basikhahela ehakalizana la kade senziwa umongameli endaweni ezijiyene zelizwe
liyakhanya
ukuthi hayi umsebenzi kuyakhanya ukuthi umsebenzi yahamba
liyakuthakazelela sibili khonoko
inhlangano yakhona iyayimhlangano sibili emihle emva ukuthi kuzaqhubeka kwindalo ukuthi yaphambili
singathi kodwa ongani uyakusola emabandleni wonke xa ikhankasa kuyini
enkinanzikelayo kitsi ukuthi i-CCC bayikhala kuphela ngangalalutho sokungane kusihambisela ibale lingayisile kulaba abangaphandle ayeloko bekhala la bekungalakukhala engalalutho khona kithi aye bekhala kumele emnyameni ongelampisi aye bekhala bebona izithunzi bekhala okudalisayo kodwa mina mbeka kithi singangikhangela abo bakhankasa khona singazi ngale ubuyani iridile ngale emashwalendi kumbe ngibahlangana lo kithi but ngapha bazenzela zamatando nje abantu be-opposition bayazikhankasela nje bekhulekile ngizaphu even izaphu kathi lemhlangano yabo obulawayo zenza ama-rali zabo hhabo yazi kuhamba kuhle kakhulu sezimsebenzayo kungenabantu abaphambanisayo sengathi kukhala kwabo mina okungidalisayo kukhala khonokho abahlangane kwezabantu be-tcc lawo
lo ngumnumzana Belief Gawule okubandla le-ZANU PF ebesixoxa laye eobulawayo. Kulabantu ababanjwe inkunzi ngolwesihlanu ntambama emakhadi ebhasini ye-Swiss Express ebisiya kwele Zimbabwe. Abakhulumisane lenhlanganiso ezijeniyeyo sebebanjwe inkunzi bathe izigebengu lezi ezine zibathathele imali eningi kanye labomakhalekhukhwini. Sixoxe ngodaba lolu lonkosazana Victor Matutu, umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso yezimi imbokodo.
Ezindaba ezilisini lezezile sizile mpela ukuthi kulabantu ababanje inkunzi ebhasini ebelisuka eJohannesburg siya kobulawayo kodwa babanjele endaweni zelizishushaka izindaba ezikhona sibile okungake ngayo ukuthi sukule siqiniseko sokuthi iliqiniso lelo mpela ukuthi bakhona abantu babanje inkunzi ebhasini.
Singathi wena ngokuzwa kwakho kuthiwa kuhambe njani?
Ngokuzwa kwami ngathi abantu ababambe abantu inkunzi basukusuke labo lapha eJohannesburg lapha ibhasi ekuthwalela khona bathathe amatikiti labo njengayo wonke umuntu kodwa nxake buzwa bapha bathathala ama-passport so bazobhadala imali lezi ezibhadala ebhoda wazibhadala abantu abangenama-passport khaya kekungamajaha amane angene kwebhasi ebehamba nje lawo njengabantu abahambayo bengama-passenger uthi sekufika phambili baqala-ke ukuthi bakhupha izibhamu bakhombela umthayeli basebetshela abadala ukuthi hhayi lapha kona sebesebenza sebebabambe inkunzi so ngabantu nje kusuke labo lapho ibhasi esukele khona.
Singathi pho-ke abantu bolaba ababanje inkunzi kuthiwa bangaphi kathesi?
Abantu ababanje inkunzi singathi siya kungcono ngoba akekho umuntu ozwakale ukuthi ulimele kumbe akekho umuntu olahlekelwe ngumphefumulo wakhe esigamekeni sokubanjwa kwenkunzi ke ngoba siyenza abantu ababambe inkunzi isikhathi esiningi banokuthiya-ke nje umonakalo mhlawumbe lekhaya abantu bebalimazi kwesinye isikhathi bababulale kodwa kulethi isigameko ngathi akekho umuntu obuleweyo kumbe olimeleyo. Abantu babanje inkunzi ibhasi yayekelwa yahamba engithemba ukuthi manje abantu bakhona ngoba into le yenzeke kuthanye kuzavuka kuyizolo basikile kobulawayo loba nje nje bekhala ngokuthi bafike nzima abakhayeli bengasela mali loba imali yokudlula ebhoda kodwa bacine behambile bafika.
Kuvame kangakanani ukuthi kwenzakale khonoko?
Akusosigameko esitsha lesi babuduke asesigameko esitsha esike sikuze kwenzakele ezinyangeni ezimbalwa ezidluleyo kungaba khona elinye ibhasi ekuthiwa ibanje inkunzi futhi e-Kranskop layisuka lapha e-Johannesburg siya kobulawayo. Engicabanga nje basesikuzwa sikuze lamhla sikuze futhi kunyangezayo kwenzekezeke futhi kweyinye kutho ukuthi sokusanda sokusiba nje isigameko sesisanda mpela sokwenza ukuthi abantu sesizahlayela evalweni ngoba kungathi laba abantu abayizigila mkhuba sebebonile ukuthi kuyadleka lapha emabhasini so nxa kwenzeke kunenyanga ezidluleyo kuphinde kwenzeke namhlanje ngathi sokusanda kakhulu kodwa bekuyinto njeke izwakale kanye kabili kodwa manje hhayi ngathi ngokwenzakala kwakhona lezi zigila mkhuba sezibonile ukuthi kuyadleka lapha emabhasini sezi wandisa le mkhuba.
Lo ngukosazana Victus Matutu, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yezim imbokodo. Besixoxa laye eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Singangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Unkosikazi Janet Yellen, umgcini ngcebo kahulumende wakwele Melika ukwele China, lapho akhulumisana khona lenkokheli yakwele China ngokudlelana kwezomnotho lokunye. Umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky wakwele Ukraine izolo ubonge kakhulu okwenziwa libutho lakhe elilwisana kabuhlungu nelerussia eselilensuku ezifika amakhulu amahlanu 500 ihlasela ilizwe leli. Sike sizwe ezamasiko.
Senganamasiko
senziwe mandla.
Kwezamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke, namhla sixoxa lo mnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Baba Ngwenya, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabingelela laba uDube abasakazi bethu, ngiphinde ngibingelele abalaleli bethu.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke. Asixoxe ngakhona okwenziwa yinkosi ubulelani khona ngapho kwela South Africa. Kwenzakalani kulezi nsuku?
Inkosi bawuDube iyazama ngamandla onke ukuthi iqoqe isizwe, njengoba ngiyakunanzelela ukuthi isizwe sakithi selokhu nje kwathi nhloko sisabalele kusukela kubo baba labomama abafika kudala khona pheGoli. Umuntu befika azibonele ngale ndlela yokuthi bekungumhlambi nje kazelusile. Yikho-ke inkosi inezinhlelo zokuthi ngempela ihambe mhlawumbe ngezindawo ngezindawo kusakhiwa i-structure, ngoba siyezathola ukuthi okunye okwenza kube nenzondo ebakhona phakathi kwabantu bakithi labantu balapha e-South Africa kungenxa yakho khona lokho ukuthi omunye nomunye uzenzela kuthandayo. Yilokho-ke sikuzamayo ukuthi ngithi nje i-ofisi lenkosi elikuzamayo impela ukuthi nxa ngabe abantu bengabuthaniswa mhlawumbe futhi kwenziwe nalokho ukuthi bayaziwa ngokwamagama ukuthi umuntu ngubani uphuma kuyiphi induna. Inkosi sehlele lolunjalo ukuthi wonke nje amalokishi indawo zonke abantu abakuzo babhaliswe ngaphansi kwe-ofisi lenkosi. Njalo kusetshenziswana nezinduna ezisekhaya luhlelo ngempela oluzosabalala lufike khona ngalo ukuthi lanxa umuntu esekhepthiwe ngapha kusondole ezindunene ezisekhaya ukuthi kwazi ukuthi izibani bani mhlawumbe ukhona ngaphansi kohlu lwenkosi.
Yes, singathi-ke sizwe kuthiwa kulokunye elizama ukwenza ukuthi kube lezakhiwo ezithengwayo, imali yankhona iyavelanga?
Lokho okunye okuzanywayo lapha ikuzama ukuthi abantu bakithi, njengoba uyabona siyachaywa lapha e-South Africa, noma kusenziwa imizamo njengoba sike saya laphana emangadi zami ukwenza uhlelo lokuwenza ubudlelwano nabafowethu laba balapha e-South Africa. Kodwa-ke angeke sihlale kodwa, inkosi ithe izozama ukuthi abantu nxa sebehlangene mhlawumbe kube le ndlela yokuthi i-ofisi layo libe lohlelo oluzohlanganisa abantu ngokwebhizinisi ngokwakha umnotho. Yikho-ke kulohlelo lokuthi abantu khona lokhu okuncane abakutholayo bakuchaye bakuhlanganise bese kubonakala ukuthi kungenziwani engenza ukuthi mhlawumbe ibe libhizinisi elingabaphilisa lize liphilise ngisho nesizukulu lesizukulwana. Yilokho okwenzakalayo-ke okwenziwa ngendlela mhlawumbe umsebenzela ndawonye ukuthi umuntu kaphosele lokho akuphoselayo kube yisikhwama nje ngempela singaphansi kwe-ofisi lenkosi. Yikho-ke lokho sekuqalile ngempela abantu balusukumele lolu daba, siyabona bangena ngobuningi babo. Esikholwa ngokuthi ngempela luzokhulula abantu bakithi abaningi abacindezelekile kwezomnotho.
Yes, lathi silifisela inhlanhla kuhlelo lweni lolu. Lamhlanje-ke kwezamasiko besixoxa lo mnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Sibonge kakhulu Ngwenya, ungadilelwa kusasa wona.
Siyabonga.
Manje sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu silontukamele inkomo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya. Igama lami nguNtungameli Nkomo. Namhlanje silomtshumayeli umnumzana Busani Sibanda.
Sibonge ngethuba babuNkomo labalaleli
engiliphathele khona namhlanje nanku iyini insindiso khuluma ngani masikhuluma ngensindiso ma umuntu athi nisindisiwe iyini inhlambuluko njengoba siphila mina nawe sithunyelwe ngumdali lamakwethu ezweni sithunyelwe sisuka ezweni lomoya sisiza ezweni lenyama true abazali bethu ukuzokwenza umhlaba ube yi-better place ube ngcono umhlaba ukwazi ukumisha lezwe lomoya ngokuphila kwethu ngokuthunyelwa kwethu siphiwe i-task ekumele siyifezekise emhlabeni ngokuphila kwethu sakalelwa ngesikhathi okumele sisiphile emhlabeni isikhathi singashaya siyabizwa bhekhi ezweni lomoya njengoba siphila sinje siyakwazi ukunakekela imizimba yethu siyawasha impahla zibe clean siayine sigeze sigqoke sibe bahle le mimoya yethu ngaphakathi kwethu kumele siyigcine ihlambulukile ngoba isuthi ibuye ihlambulukile lathi emhlabeni kumele sinakekele imimoya yethu ihlambulukile wenze lento esithunyelwe ukuthi sizoyenza emhlabeni ngokuphila kwethu masibuyele ekhaya khaya lapho esavela khona sihlambulukile siyamkelwa ekhaya kodwa masifike senze okwethu imoya yethu sayingcolisa ngokuphila kwethu masibuyela lesibizwe ekhaya sizoxoshwa bathi hamba yiyo limoya endindayo kuthiwa umoya umuntu iyandinda izipoko imoya le elokhu uzwa ngabathakathi vuzwa ngabathakathi isetshenziswa yiyo limoya elahliwe njengoba siphila sinje sithunyelwe emhlabeni asithunyelwanga uzokuthi gijimisa inotho ngendlela ezirongo masishona the day wabizwa lapho umoya wakho wavela khona ungahlambulukanga ususenkingeni kusazokuba kuphi kuwe ithini impilo yakho lapho uphila khona hambe uyanakekela na lo onguwe ongumoya ngaphakathi kwakho zithini izenzo zakho ngoba ubuwena bakho baziwa nguwe ukuthi wena unjani ngaphandle ungapretenda bathi ubuwena bakho umoya wakho waziwa nguwe uthini umoya wakho zithini izenzo zakho zithini izenzo zakho uyafeba uyabulala ithinisa imali wena ngokubulala wezinto ezingcolile hlukumeza abantu the day shona kusazoba kuphi kuwe usazoba kuphi kuwe ngoba uzophikwa le ekhaya lapho wavela khona kodwa sikwazi sikuthumela kunje le ndlela osunguyo osuyiyo asiyazi sikwamukeli uyeni moya wakho uzawundinda usazawuhlupheka usazawuhlupheka kwantu asisazi isihogo asisazi isihogo kwantu kwantu uzawuphikwa le lapho wavela khona umoya wakho usazawusetshenziswa usazawuhlupheka umoya wakho kusazoba kubi kumoya wakho masiphila masinakeni izenzo zethu asinakeni izenzo zethu asiphileni inhlambuluko inhlambuluko yiyona ezasibisela ekhaya ma ungahlambulukanga uyumoya omubi lapho khona kathi izenzo zakho sibonge ihlo yezulu ihlo yokhokho ukhokho kade bekukhonza bekulandela behlambulukile bebamelele kuwe mdala nathi siphele umoya babe lawo ukhokho nathi samkeleke lapho esabuya khona ngikhuleka ngicela ncenga ngithi zulu
lolo bekulohlelo vuselela umoya silo baba ubusani sibanda asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo yimi untungamili nkumo
siyabonga kakhulu untungamili nkumo ungadinelwa kusasa sike sizwe ezabatsha
nani nilazalo sikhwethe ngwenya khona lapha endlala ibizwa ukuthi mango ngatopo under 60 nobhango
ye kunjani ke sitshela khona ngapha hayi siphilile kakhulu akusitshele ngamafitshane ngohlelo lwenu lokubamba amasela atshontsha izifuyo
khulumi iqiniso mpela uhlelo luhamba kahle kakhulu sese kuwo umkhankaso wokula nokusela nokufuya ayikha siyawadisula amasela kanti futhi siyawathola ney'nkomo okunjalo ezebiwe siyayifumana.
Singathi kodwa nxa usukhangele selithole ezinganani kusukela nyakeni?
Sesithole angithi iy'nkomo ezingaphezu kwamakhulu amabili ney'mbuzi ney'mbongolo noma nje ngithi amadonga.
Abantu bangikhona labo ababejontshe konke lokhu benziwani, babotshwa kumbe kuhamba njani?
Eqinisweni ngithanda ukusho ukuthi bonke labo abantu babe beshiwe bonke impela abangena ey'nkantolo zomantshi noma nje abanye bagwetshwa abanye baphuma kodwa cha babe beshiwe bonke ekuqaleni. Kodwa nalabo ababebhetshiwe 12-16 years nabo siyabona sebephandle kuthi abenze ama-aphili angazili kanjani kodwa sibabona iningi.
Kuhlupha kangakanani konoko?
Kuyahlupha ngoba ngikhuluma nje iningi lalabo abantu akade ababeboshiwe abaphuma ngama-aphili sesinde sababopha futhi beseza into efana yokweba futhi inkinga abanomzana nomphakathi.
Abangawaziyo ngohlelo lwenu ngobatshela uhlelo lolu kuthiwa kuyini njalo liqhuba njani?
Uhlelo lwethu lukhankasenze kakhulukazi esizweni sikamzilikazi nomambo njengoba ngithi Masebeleleni. Kuwuhlelo ngempela ngempela oluqondane nabahlali nabafuyi. Uhlelo oluthi alivukele imfuyo livikele amahlathi. Ivikela kanjani na imfuyo? Asithi unembuzi noma uhlobo lokufuya noma imfuyo uma kuthiwa unayo noma ilahlekile uney'thombe zayo uyasithumela iy'thombe noma awunazo uyasithumela nje umshiso noma nemifanekiswano nophawu bese siyakufunela zona. Ngalokho-ke uma kube siyitholile kanjalo bese siyakubikela ukuthi hhayi sesiyifumene imfuyo. Uhlelo lwethu lubiza ukuthi azibuye emaseleni noma ayibuye emaseleni imfuyo yethu. Kahle kahle thina siyilungelo lemfuyo njalo siyihlawu lemfuyo ngokufana. Silwa nobelelesi ukuntshentshwa kwemfuyo siphinde sivikele amahlathi ukuvayolethwa kwelungelo lemfuyo lehlala ehlathini njengey'nyamazana zasendle. Jene lolu hlelo ukuze imfuyo yethu ivikeleke amasela angabi nendlela yokusebela nokudlala ngemfuyo yethu. Angibonge bantwana bakababa.
Iye lalisiyabonga kakhulu ke lo nguLazarus Ngwenya khona ngale ePlumtree. Ungathina lokusasa.
Angibonge mntana ekhethe.
Wezemidlalo umdlali wakwele Zimbabwe uShawn Williams nguye okhethwe ukuba umdlali odlale okwedlula abanye ekupheleni komncintiswano we-ICC Cricket World Cup Qualifier ofika komlindi uyagcina namhla eHarare. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Williams ikhethwe ukuba nguye odlale okwedlula abanye bonke loba nje iqembu leZimbabwe lingaphumelelanga ukuba ngelinye lamaqembu aza kuyaphatheka kumncintiswano wokudinga intshantshi zomhlaba jikelele ozaqhutshelwa kwele India kupheleni komnyaka. Okwenze Williams athole isicoco sokuba ngumdlali owedlule abanye ukuba ubuthelela amaranzi angamakhulu ayisithupha 600 waphinda wathatha amawikethi amathathu kulo mncintiswano onawufike emaphethelweni namhla. Iqembu leSri Lanka yilo elibezintshantshi ngemva kokunqoba eNetherlands nge-128 runs njalo omabili la maqembu yathole ilungelo lokuyadlala kwele India. Sikhangele ukuba imidlalo yenguqu yesigaba seCasalaga Premier Soccer League edlalwe namhla iphele njani. Iqembu le-Islanders linqobele Triangle nge-1 kanye enkundleni eBarber Fields. Iqembu le-Wange linqobele ze-PC Kariba nge-2-1 ngaseColliery. Iqembu le-Shesham libe ngutshikilobhanqa 0-0 leLenkezi Platinum ngaseBata. Iqembu le-Green Fuel libe ngutshikilobhanqa 1-1 leleChickenin ngaseKipo. Kuthi ngaseBaobab iqembu le-Simbabora libe ngutshikilobhanqa 0-0 leleManyika Diamonds. Lempumela ichiye iqembu le-Islanders sekuyilo elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo lile miklomelo engamashumi amabili lathi wami nambili. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Silokhu esikwezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji uxoxa njalo loDumaza Dube wayengumqeqeshi weqembu labafana abaleminyaka engaphansi kwelitshumi lanhlanu elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu othi sokulomehluko kakhulu phakathi kwabaqeqeshi bakulezi nsuku lalabo ababekhona kudala.
Dube osebenzele amaqembu abalisayele Highlanders kanye leLevant Rovers uthi sesadlula isikhathi sokuba abadlali bebhola bengekela ukudlala inguqu babe ngabaqeqetshi kalula kanjalo.
Umqeqetshi wakudala nomqeqetshi wakathesi obizwa ngokuthi ngucoach educator kuthiyene kakhulu. Kudala kwakungafundelwa ukuqeqetsha abantwana, khathe sokufundela ufundele ukuthi umntwana ingqondo zakhe zikhula njani nxa efundiswa ibhola lanxa umntwana ekhula nje emzimbeni wakhe ukuthi kutshintsha njani, kuyini okutshintshayo emzimbeni womntwana. Ungamfundisa lokhu lalokhu ngalesi sikhathi njalo kunika ulwazi olukhulu ku-coach educator ukuthi abekwazi ukuthi abantwana bafundiswa njani. Kudala kwakungekho konke lokhu, kudala nje umuntu wayethi nxa ephongkuba le ntshukutshu yokuqeqetsha aqeqetshe.
uDube uthi abaqeqeshi bakulezi insuku abasayenzi okokucabangela ngoba kusetshenziswa ulwazi lwakulezi insuku, ikanti kudala abanye abantwana babethwala nzima ngoba umuntu welethambo elikhulu.
Ekuqeqetsheni ngahlangana labaqeqeshi abanjengoku Alibaba Dube. UAlibaba Dube wayengumqeqeshi omkhulu kakhulu njalo ngangimthanda. Wayethi nxa evetha kudala kwakuvethwa ngamehlo kukhangela, wayethi angakuboni leziqwa ngathi hey ndoda, hey isayizi yakho kayikho lapha, yekela abantwana abadlala ibhora. Kudala nje kwakuhlekisa ukuthi ukuvethwa kwakukhangelwa nje ukuthi umuntu nje nxa ulo mzimba ongani mkhulu njalo uhlupha ulazi ibhora bahlebethi kawudlali namhla even ungumntwana.
Ngesikhathi esakhula uDube udlalela amaqembu ambalwa koBulawayo, eMaswingo kanye laseTriangle.
Emdlalweni wenguqu ngadlalela iNgwebu Crackers, sayipromote siyangena kuDivision 1 ngo-1985. Ngasuka lapho ngadlalela iKismet United, iStars United, leTriangle United kuDivision 1. Ngadlala la kuHighlanders, andlalanga kakhulu kodwa.
UDube ufundele ukuba ngumbalisi ekolitshini leBondofi elisemaswingo, lapho afunde ndawonye labanye abadlali benguqu abadlale kuzinga laphezulu ababalisa uTaura Mangwiro, layo ngumqeqeshi njalo osebenzela elizweni leBotswana. Ube ngumqeqeshi weqembu labafana abasakhulayo abaleminyaka engaphansi kwelitshumi lanhlanu eliphatheke komncintiswano we-Youth Olympics oqhutshelwe kweleSingapore ngomnyaka 2010. Kulezi nsuku usebenzela kwele Namibia. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Njanji. Kwezomculo lamhlanje sixoxa lo Madlela Sigobogobo, liyamazi lonke. Nangu-ke uSigobogobo.
Hayi, sibonge Dube kakhulu umuntu omdala. Ye, hayi sekunenyanga nyana. Siyakhipha i-album, I think album yesithathu. Rumba. Ethi kwam. Ya, hayi sikichimile, sibili abantu bakhona abathi hayi, uya improve ndoda kancane. Nami ngathi ngiyayithola istrategy esihle lapho. Kodwa ke bakhona abanye abathi hayi, i-content i-right, kodwa i-content yakhona you can't listen to it, unabantu abadala or unabantwana. Ngiya-understanda lokho, kodwa ke ngayiyenza vele nami amabomu. Ngiyaxolisa, ningixolisile ingoma iphele ngathi hayi ngiyaxolisa sizwe.
Kwacha sanjwa bonu sinmo nya ukona ke anganya bonya nya babiti bai ai bonku chonji da hiya
aya
gabo na sinmo nuso fukutulana no gogo kwako lizontshela into enjani. Ngizalo ulitshela istori mina ngalisana labantu abami gogo vela ngimfuna Filimon ngiright labantwana bami
ya hiya jajaka lapha kufanya mawa ifani yamkhubo lapha ekhaya kutwa mina ukisibeka. We are going to get a good idea. We are going to get a good idea. We are going to get a good idea.
Aye, Coco, we are going to Coco. We would have a Coco, which is our one, because it's a lot of cemented. I know Jarro Coco, we are going to Coco. It's really a Coco.
Let's end it! Not Jarrah, not to put your own choice. Not going to go and go up and go. Ngicayisa ngumugqokela kuchabo 9 intambama ngathi phenya rothi sengisemsini wabomutsha kwalwabulwabu jaro sengumugqokela bafana bami msafo wabuda kwom.
Ye loke ngusigobogobo uMadlela, siyaqhubeka nje sixoxa laye ngemfikezayo. Singagqiba uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje ukuthi sikhangele besilazo. Umuntu ondaba kuthi bekumele ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change linike amapolisa insuku ezinhlanu zokuthi liqhube umhlangano omkhulu wokusungula uhlelo lokukhankasela ukhetho oluzayo. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Woliva Lesayo umthembu ozithembayo, uKeeps Dube lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.